This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
This is Tawana Wall with the Cops Office. With us today is Amy Singer, Senior Vice President for Public-Private Partnerships and Business Development at the Phoenix House Foundation. Amy is here to talk with us about the Phoenix House West Side Story Project. Good afternoon, Amy. Can you tell us a little bit about what Phoenix House and the West Side Story Project is?
Sure. Phoenix House is a nonprofit drug treatment agency. We're headquartered in New York, but we have programs in 11 states, about 120 programs altogether, and we serve a wide range of individuals, adults and teenagers. We work with family members. We have a number of specialty programs for veterans and mothers and children. But we do a lot of work with at-risk kids in particular, and have both residential and outpatient programs for kids. That's most relevant to our conversation today. And we work in a variety of school settings, juvenile justice settings, and so forth. So, and Phoenix House has been around for close to 50 years. And we were fortunate enough to receive funding for the West Side Story Project for the work we're doing right now back in the fall of 2011. And we got started working in several different sites across the country. So the West Side Story Project is a really interesting collaboration between us and local law enforcement and theater partners. And what we do is we use a toolkit that was developed by somebody named Anna Laszlo. She is the genius who came up with the idea for the West Side Story Project. And we use this toolkit to foster communication between police and at-risk kids and the theater partners about important issues like gang violence, racial concerns, police-teenager relationships, forbidden love, and the material that's embedded in West Side Story gives us a vehicle to promote these conversations in sites across the country. So that's what we're doing, and it's just actually been incredibly rewarding, I think, for all of the participants. Everybody, I think, would say that their expectations were well exceeded. Even those who were a little cynical about, you know, what might be involved, there's been great enthusiasm. And, you know, some police officers who have a lot of experience have talked, you know, with great intensity about how moving it's been for them to work closely with kids and hear their story, listen to them in different ways. That's made possible through this material that, again, is embedded in the West Side Story Project.
Thank you, Amy. How did the Phoenix House get involved in the West Side Story Project?
Well, I first heard about it from a colleague and friend, Anna Laszlo, and she came up with this idea in Seattle and tested it out with the Seattle Police Department and a theater partner in that community, and it went so well that she knew about my work at Phoenix House and asked whether we'd consider a pilot in Los Angeles doing similar work with the teenagers who reside in one of our residential treatment programs in L.A. So we did that work in L.A. for a while with great success. We had a great partnership with a law enforcement partner. And then when a funding opportunity became available through the COPS office, we applied and were lucky enough to be selected to extend this work to additional communities. So we're now actually running 5 West Side Story projects across the country. One is in Los Angeles, another in Arlington, Virginia, Dallas, Texas, New York City, and Orange County, California.
Can you share with us what the Phoenix House sites are doing with the West Side Story projects in their various locations?
Sure. Well, I think it's probably most important to just say that each site is unique, and the project was designed, and the toolkit that is, you know, available for anyone who's interested in doing this work, is it was really designed to be very flexible and organic and to take into consideration the unique set of circumstances in an individual community and let the community really own the project and develop it in ways that make sense given the size of the community, the kinds of problems it faces, the structure of the police department.
theater resources and so forth. So each project looks a little bit different. But the heart of the project really involves getting together kids with police officers and a theater partner and providing opportunities for interaction between kids and cops where they really change, have the opportunity to change their attitudes, get to know one another, talk with each other in safe settings, and really, really sort of get over their negative attitudes and misperceptions that they may have had from the street and other interactions. And they do this in a fun way, building on the lessons that are embedded in West Side Story from 50 years ago.
And what do you think some of the challenges that the sites faced when they were doing this project?
Well, each site had to figure out how to connect with law enforcement, and so they were challenged with the question of whether you start at the top and with the chief or, you know, someone in the senior department, or whether you begin at more of a precinct level and try to get local buy-in. So we really struggled with figuring out what the best way was to make inroads with the police department and to start a positive dialogue. So that was one challenge. We also, actually unique to Phoenix House, we do a lot of this work in our treatment programs, and some of our treatment programs have relatively short lengths of stay, so we had to adapt our work a little bit to deal with the fact that, you know, we see many, many kids, and it's quite different than, you know, projects where you're working in a community where you're dealing with kids who are in high school and in the community, and you have their attention for a full school year. So we had to adapt in that way. And then we had to adapt and figure out who the right theater partners would be in each community. And we looked for theater partners that weren't necessarily theaters producing works on a big stage, but theater groups that really focused more on community outreach, exposing young people to theater, kind of open-mindedness about innovative projects. So it took a while to find the right partner in each community.
Well, that's a perfect segue for my next question, which is, how do you find partners and resources for the West Side Story Project?
You sort of do it any way you can. We have been pretty tenacious about, on the law enforcement side, we just kept knocking on doors and making phone calls until we found the right way in each community. And then, you know, we also used, you know, sort of the great references we were able to get from our LAPD partner in other communities. And, you know, sometimes I think when people from one police department talk to those in another, that really helps. So we sort of had references from police departments who enjoyed this work. On the theater side, we were very lucky in New York. We worked with a theater group called Possible Arts, a small nonprofit theater group here in the city. And its executive director, Tom Demenkoff, is a guy who was an actor for many, many years, and he had a passion for working with individuals who find themselves in the justice system, in treatment programs and so forth, and he really believed in the power of theater to transform lives. So we met him, and he became our partner here in New York. He helped us find our theater partner in L.A. Anna Laszlo helped us find our theater partner in Virginia. And in the other communities, we just, you know, we knocked on doors till we found the group that seemed like the right match. So, it sort of takes a little bit of tenacity and resourcefulness to find the right matches, and it will take time. More than likely, if a community is trying to start up this project, they won't get it right the first time, but it's all about, you know, continuing to try to build the best kind of relationships and partnerships between nonprofit, police, and theater.
How do Phoenix House clients and law enforcement benefit from the project?
Well, I think the main benefit is sort of a change in attitude, which really can follow people back into the community. So we have kids who participate who see police officers in a very different way. Rather than seeing police officers as the ones who would hassle them and give them a difficult time and, you know, perhaps not treat them fairly, They see them as real people with families, with jobs to do to protect the community. They really, I think, you know, for many, they've never had the opportunity to sit in a room and have fun with a police officer. The experience has always been quite negative. So for our clients, it's really eye-opening to experience members of law enforcement in a different way. And I think for the law enforcement officers, similar kind of transformation takes place. Some of the officers were a bit cynical about, you know, what would come out of this, what would the benefits be. But I think they found getting to know the kids very moving. They hear their stories. They learn a little bit more about their struggles in the community, their struggles with addiction, their struggles with challenging families and so forth. And they really begin to see the kids in a very different light. So that's really been, I think, one of the primary benefits.
What are the steps that an organization can take to implement the West Side Story Project?
Well, I think the West Side Story Project could be started either by a dynamic police department, by a theater group that really wants to do more work with the community, or by a nonprofit who has, you know, working with kids, challenging kids as part of their mission. I mean, any one of those three entities could really start up a West Side Story Project. I think what really is involved is, you know, persistence, that the toolkit that Anna Laszlo created and the COPS office makes available is a great, really helpful guide for any community. So any of those three entities with the toolkit could get this started and start to pull together individuals who might see this as a great way to prompt community dialogue about gang issues, police and kid communications, and make it happen in a way that suits their community.
Well, thank you so much for providing us with your expertise and your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice COPS Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.